this time on Compassion Radio.
You want evangelicals, people of faith, to get active with you. And we're talking about things that are right in the very wheelhouse of the gospel. I mean, this is what Jesus talked about. Caring for widows and orphans is true religion. I mean, James reinforced that in his book, but it was what his older brother was teaching all along. You take care of the people that God gives you.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of a globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. Jenny Eaton Dyer, PhD, is the Executive Director of Hope Through Healing Hands, a Nashville-based global health organization founded and chaired by Senator Bill Frist. This organization is committed to improving the quality of life for communities around the world, using health as a currency for peace. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to listen to part one of an eye-opening conversation Bram had with Dr. Dyer, as she shares how God is using Hope Through Healing Hands to dramatically improve the lives of millions.
Today on Compassion Radio, I want to introduce somebody new to us and a new friend. Jennifer Dyer, PhD, is the Executive Director of Hope Through Healing Hands. And what an awesome responsibility you've got and a great opportunity. Jennifer, welcome to Compassion Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're an executive director, which means you pretty much run the ship and have to clean up afterwards, too. I understand about working in small organizations with maximum impact. Tell me about you and this organization and what you're getting done with the few people that God's given you.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you, Bram, for having us. We're thrilled to be here today at Compassion Radio. So I have been at Hope Through Healing Hands now for almost 10 years.
Wow.
As a little bit of background, it is a 14-year-old humanitarian organization that was launched in 2004 by Senator Dr. Bill Frist, who was the former Senate U.S. Majority Leader of the United States during the Bush administration and a two-term senator for the state of Tennessee. He's also a cardiac thoracic transplant surgeon, so he has a strong medical background and, in particular, spent about 20 years doing service in conflict nations, providing surgical care in conflict nations with Samaritan's Purse. So he spent quite a bit of time in Africa, came back, and during his time in office launched this humanitarian organization. And we have put in his footsteps, we've put a program together called the Frist Global Health Leaders Program, where we send out medical students, nursing students, public health students, pharmacy students, all around the world to serve in low-income nations in clinical settings where they provide about a month worth of both care and training for patients. So that's our flagship program. We're proud of it. And this is all investing in the lives of both people who might not have access to healthcare, but also in the lives of young medical professionals here in the United States to give them a flavor of global health and development around the world.
Jenny, let me unpack that for a second, because that's a lot of stuff for one guy to be inspiring other people to do. And, of course, Senator Frist is well known for being an expert on a lot of issues and policies related to health care and international development.
Mm-hmm.
But his inspiration to you and to the organization has been literally putting people in the places where they're needed most to attack the most pressing medical issues in many, many countries. And you started this organization with that flagship project to send these teams overseas to tackle what kinds of things? What were the biggest issues that you were sending people to address?
Right. So most of our students and residents are tackling maternal and child health care issues, frankly.
Very good.
Which is normal for developing nations. You have moms with sick kids. You have pregnant moms needing access to health care. So they are going over and really just bolstering the service provider aspect of these, you know, these clinics in rural places, in urban places, providing basic primary care for the most part. But they're also providing training to community health workers to really elevate their knowledge and their education in medical care once they're gone. So, you know, they tackle issues like nutrition and clean water and even hand washing and hygiene issues. But they also tackle issues like malaria, HIV, tuberculosis as well. So it's a variety of issues, many of which we don't have to face in the United States. So they're new issues for many students and residents, but nonetheless, they are of pressing concern to millions of people around the world.
I've known that many young doctors, when they get experience in tropical medicine, it opens up a whole new world of thinking hard and clearly about what we don't often think about within an insulated medical system like we have in the West. These kind of issues you're dealing with, maternal care, it's not just about getting you ready to go to a hospital to have a baby. These are life and death issues. And as a small organization, you have some uniqueness you're probably able to focus on things in a unique way because you're mobile, you're flexible. You're not just a big government agency doing the work. Now, I noticed when I was traveling in Uganda last year that the issues of malaria and maternity were the two big things in the west part of that country, right up against the Congo border. And it was life and death. Kids could get malaria after their first year and just be completely decimated or dead. So tackling these issues really, truly saves lives. What makes your organization unique? I mean, there are lots of other, like Doctors Without Borders, that will attack some of these issues directly when they see them. But you have a unique bent, and so are you going unique places that other people are not going? Are you treating things in a different way or being more novel with your approach? What is it about Hope Through Helping Hands that's making its unique footprint on the world?
Right. So, you know, these medical mission trips, you're right. So many people do them. World Medical Mission, Samaritan's Purse, Cure International, Doctors Without Borders, and the list goes on. And we are all doing great work where we can. But actually, we spend the most bulk of our time in doing advocacy. Because over the last 20 years, particularly when Senator Frist was in office, we have seen an unprecedented momentum to save the lives of millions of people in low-income nations around the world. And we've been able to see how efficient and effective foreign assistance funding can be to save the lives of folks from infectious disease, from child survival issues like malaria, as you named, like pneumonia, like even diarrhea with oral rehydration. It's really pennies to the dollar. And in fact, most Americans don't understand. In fact, when polled, over 50% of Americans believe that foreign assistance from our U.S. budget is 28%. But in fact, it's not.
Think about it being $2 to $3 trillion a year would be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. People expect that much to be spent on foreign aid?
They do. And that year after year, these polls are done, and it always ranges between 25% and 30% is the expectation. And they would argue that we should spend 10% on foreign assistance. But the reality is we actually spend less than 1% of our U.S. budget on foreign assistance for the entire international affairs account.
The foreign assistance that we're talking about here is not just about medical or humanitarian things. That encompasses everything that the U.S. government might do to help or assist a nation directly.
That's
of
correct.
Of that, what's the percentage that's actually going into medical programs or feeding the hungry?
Right. So there really is, you know, there's three parts to the international affairs account, and you're right. A large portion goes to emergency relief issues, as well as development issues like agriculture or education or clean water. But the global health account is less than 0.25%. So it's less than 25% of the 1%. So it's just a fraction of a fraction of funding for global health.
Of the trillions of dollars that the U.S. government collects through taxes and spends, less than 0.25% of our entire national budget would ever come close to helping another human being who needs clean water or food or medicine around the world.
That's correct.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. If you've missed anything today, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, your smartphone, or tablet, and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
That's Selah with a song called Lord, I Trust You from their CD called Unbreakable. and we'll send you a copy of it as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Just go to CompassionRadio.com to give today and to get your copy of this great CD from Selah. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com. Compassion Radio is here not just to teach the truth, but to provide you with opportunities to do the truth. That's why we've built and supported an orphanage in Hong Kong, provided beds for homeless children in India, counseled street kids in Hollywood, ministered to widows, carried Bibles into China and Vietnam, helped establish churches and provide Bibles in Indonesia, North Korea, and Southeast Asia, provided sight for the blind in Africa, aided refugees from Kosovo, and given tens of thousands of dollars to feed the hungry. Our goal is to teach the word clearly and accurately, always applying that word to building the kingdom. And we invite you to join our family as we learn together, witness together, and serve together. Please go to CompassionRadio.com today to find out more about this ministry. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com.
Listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Over 50% of Americans believe that foreign assistance from our U.S. budget is 28%, but in fact, it's not.
Think about it being $2 to $3 trillion a year would be in the hundreds of billions of dollars. People expect that much to be spent on foreign aid?
They do. And that year after year, these polls are done, and it always ranges between 25 and 30% is the expectation. And they would argue that we should spend 10% on foreign assistance. But the reality is we actually spend less than 1% of our U.S. budget on foreign assistance for the entire international affairs account.
The foreign assistance that we're talking about here is not just about medical or humanitarian things. That encompasses everything that the U.S. government might do to help or assist a nation directly.
That's
of
correct.
Of that, what's the percentage that's actually going into medical programs or feeding the hungry?
Right. So there really is, you know, there's three parts to the international affairs account, and you're right. A large portion goes to emergency relief issues, as well as development issues like agriculture or education or clean water. But the global health account is less than 0.25%. So it's less than 25% of the 1%. So it's just a fraction of a fraction of funding for global health.
Of the trillions of dollars that the U.S. government collects through taxes and spends, less than 0.25% of our entire national budget would ever come close to helping another human being who needs clean water or food or medicine around the world.
That's correct.
Okay. We need to get that into our brains quick, because this is going to be an issue for missional and believing people in the West to understand what our government is capable of is far different than what our expectations might be based on policy, based on budgeting. The congressmen that get together to settle these budgets every year have to decide where the money goes. And of course, we spend 99.9% or whatever on us and the things that we care about the most. It's very similar to, I know, to what churches experience. We end up giving far, far less in missions giving than we think we are, about 95 or 98% that we spend in the U.S. on the church goes to the programs, the people, and the places where we worship in our own country. So we are giving a much greater percentage of our income to the world than the government is. And the Church of Christ around the world has some priorities. So what are our priorities? And how are we leaning in to get the government to do the work that we know needs to be done?
Right. So for the last almost 20 years now, definitely 16 to 18 years since the beginning of the Bush administration, we have been rallying faith leaders from across the nation to educate them on issues of global health. And we talk about the U.S. budget just like we did a moment ago. And we also talk about the variety of issues that foreign assistance tackles, like HIV/AIDS, TB, malaria, nutrition, international family planning, which does not include abortion, maternal and child health, orphans and vulnerable children, and the list goes on. And we spend time talking about how that money has been implemented through various nonprofit organizations, through ministries of health, through other governments, and then, of course, through many faith-based organizations around the world. So we spend time educating faith leaders. And when we talk about faith leaders, I mean pastors. Mm-hmm. But I also mean nonprofit leaders and academicians, professors in Christian colleges. I'm also talking about authors and athletes and actors and speakers at conferences. So really thinking about the gamut of folks who are leaders in the evangelical culture and who have constituencies. And we spend time with them to not only educate them, to educate their fan base, if you will, or their congregants, but also to activate them to do the work of advocacy. And the work of advocacy for us is signing letters to their members of Congress, or also having phone calls with them, talking with them, and sharing their passion for uplifting the world's most vulnerable populations around the world.
Now, when you get people involved in this, you want evangelicals, people of faith, to get active with you. And we're talking about things that are right in the very wheelhouse of the gospel. I mean, this is what Jesus talked about. Caring for widows and orphans is true religion. I mean, James reinforced that in his book, but it was what his older brother was teaching all along. You take care of the people that God gives you. And whether the government was there to give a dime or not, we should be in the business of doing that. So we as an organization spend time letting people know about ways they can get directly involved with needs around the world. And we do that. Now, you're doing the same thing, but you're also saying that because we have a society and a tax base that is engaged with the world, that we have, as people of faith, ought to be telling our government what our priorities are.
We'll hear more of Bram's conversation with Dr. Jenny Dyer next time on Compassion Radio. Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again just by going to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. And if you have a minute, go ahead and take our partner survey. This is a great way for us to learn how to better serve you. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, we'd like to ask you to consider three things. First, the obvious. Please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? You know, sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the exciting reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? We're 100% listener-supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Now, today when you give, we'll send you a copy of the latest CD from gospel vocal trio Selah called Unbreakable as our way of saying thanks.
Jesus, we will be faithful till you meet us. Give us your courage as we finish. We want to hear well done. We are the people of the cross.
We are the people of the cross.
We choose Christ and count all else as lost. And we won't be shaken. Hope won't be taken. We won't be shaken. Hope won't be taken. We are the people of the cross. We are the people of the cross.
To support Compassion Radio today, you can call 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. While you're there, just click on the top right mini menu icon and then click Donate. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Here's Bram with a closing word.
Hi, friends. This is Bram Floria with Compassion Radio, the radio voice for global mission. For almost 75 years now, you've generously enabled the ministry, projects, and vision of our founders, Wilbur and Norm Nelson. Today, we continue to need your support and prayers. In fact, we accomplish nothing without it. If you've ever been encouraged by this broadcast, if you've been challenged in your faith walk, if we've helped you to see the kingdom in a fresh, new way, if we've ever encouraged you to act in obedience, then we've accomplished our goal. Please help us continue to offer this timely and inspiring program here each day. Your gift is needed now more than ever. Contact us by phone, mail, or online. 1-800-868-2478 or P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, CompassionRadio.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We appreciate you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.